And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has issued updated requirements for dental health plans serving nearly 1 million children under Medicaid and Healthy Kids Dental ahead of a competitive bid set for November 2025. The changes, meant to improve access, especially for low-income and rural children, require providers to demonstrate contract agreements at bid submission to meet federal network adequacy and timely access standards. The department will only review statewide proposals, but may select a plan for Region 10 covering Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne counties. The bidding process will be managed by Michigan's Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, and begins in fall of 2025, with contracts starting October 1, 2026. Interested vendors must register with Sigma Vendor Self-Service before submitting bids, and further details on network requirements and registration are available online. And a coalition of local organizers in Bay City, Michigan, has launched an emergency response to SNAP and WIC benefits were paused, impacting more than 18,000 residents. The Bay Area Community Foundation created a food insecurity emergency fund, and local food pantries and councils have organized coordinated efforts to fill gaps in food access for vulnerable families. Residents facing food insecurity can call 211 or visit online for assistance. And Elkton will host its annual village-wide Trunk or Treat event on Saturday, November 1, 2025, from 5 to 7 p.m. Main Street will be closed from 4:30 to 7:15 p.m. for the event, where participants can choose to set up their trunk or station inside the Huron Youth Center. For more information, call 989-439-5803. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's considering a run for U.S. president in 2028. He stated that a decision will come after the 2026 midterm elections. Newsom, a Democrat, has gained national attention for state policy initiatives. He reportedly has strong support among party leaders. Political analysts say his candidacy could impact the party's direction. No official campaign has been launched yet. And the government shutdown continues to impact federal workers and public services nationwide. Museums, parks, and some major tourist sites have closed as funding negotiations stall. Federal workers' union are calling for an immediate end to the shutdown. Lawmakers have yet to agree on a new budget. Temporary layoffs and missed paychecks are affecting families across the country. Efforts to find a compromise are ongoing. And in our international news, Israeli strikes in Lebanon reportedly killed three people before also targeting a United Nations patrol with a drone and tank fire. Israel claims the casualties were Hezbollah members. UN officials condemned attacks on their peacekeeping mission. Tensions along the border are again rising. International leaders urged restraint and respect for neutrality Further escalation could impact the wider region's stability. And two people were killed in protests in Cameroon ahead of president election results. Opposition groups accused the government of attempting to rig the vote. Crowds gathered in the capital, calling for transparency and fair counting. Security forces were deployed to maintain order. International monitors are observing the post-election environment. Tensions remain high as results are awaited. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy. An Net News update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committing to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.